Welcome to this edition of the God is Your Life broadcast. This is Reverend Mark Slay inviting you to join me for the next few minutes as we get into the Word of God. Deuteronomy 30:20 tells us to love the Lord your God, obey His voice, and to hold tight to Him, for this is your life. I'll be back in a few minutes, but for now, let's listen as I teach from the Word. And your flocks multiply. See, that's how they made their living. Now look, and your silver and your gold multiply, and all that you have multiplies. See, flocks, herds, that's how they made their living. Silver, gold, he specifies it, multiplies. Didn't say added, multiplies. And he said, and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud if you're not careful, and you'll forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of slavery. And he led you through a great and terrible wilderness as fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there wasn't any water, but he brought forth water out of a rock. In the wilderness he fed you with manna, and your fathers didn't know that he could humble you. Now look, that he might test you to do good for you in the end. To do good for you in the end. See, some folks never get past the humble part. They never get past the testing part. They don't pass the test. When things go wrong in their life, what's the first thing they do? They grumble. They fuss. They don't have faith. They don't say, hey, God, I know you're going to take care of this. Now you watch and see. This will turn around. God will take care of it. I don't know how. I don't have to know how. Faith is the substance of things not seen. If you could see it, you wouldn't need to have faith for it, would you? You have faith and you say, no, I know this will turn around. You watch and see. God will turn it around. He always said he would. He always does. But no, as it turns out, most folks grumble, and even some folks rail against God. Now that won't help your case. I said, that won't help your case. To shake an angry fist at God is always wrong, because he's not your problem. I said, he's not your problem. So he said he humbled him to test him. Why? So that he could do good for him in the end if they just passed the test. Problem is, we keep stumbling over the same stuff over and over and over and over, and that's why they stayed out there 40 years. I don't know if you know it or not, the promised land was just a few days, I think 3 days' journey from where they were. You know why they stayed out there in the wilderness? Same reason you do and I do. It's because we don't get it. We don't pass the test. So we stay there. But his will, regardless of what happens to you or me, his will is to bless us. Let's go on reading. Said he fed you that he might do good for you in the end. That is, if you pass the test. Verse 17. Otherwise, you might say in your heart, my power and the strength of my own hand has made me this wealth. But you should remember the Lord your God, for it is he who's given you the power to make wealth, that he might confirm his covenant that he swore to your forefathers, as it is this day. Now notice verse 18 again. But you should remember the Lord your God, for it's he who's given you the power to make wealth. Well, the logical question could be asked then, well then, wealth couldn't be wrong, could it be? Well, no, couldn't be wrong. If it was wrong for you to be wealthy, then God would sin by making you wealthy. I realize this may be different than some folks have ever heard, but that's what I said. Maybe you haven't spent the last 27 years reading the Bible. I have. I mean, when I started out, I didn't know doodles what was in the Bible. I had no earthly idea what was in the Bible. Never read it. Didn't know you were supposed to. Yes, you are supposed to, by the way. If you didn't catch that, you are supposed to. But I didn't know. Nobody told me. I never knew. I just started doing it on my own. Nobody told me to. Didn't know one person read the Bible. Not a friend, not a relative. Nobody didn't know it was for us. Oh, you couldn't understand the Bible anyway. Well, yes, you could. How many have had no problem understanding what I just read? I mean, if you got sense, you can understand what I said. Do you read? You read the newspaper? Do you read whatever, Newsweek or whatever? You don't have a problem understanding that, do you? Well, the verses I just read from the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, is somebody here bewildered? I don't really know what you're saying. How could you not know what I'm saying? How could you not know what God's saying? He just said, it's he that gives you the power to make wealth. Where's the room for misinterpretation? Well, you have your interpretation, I have mine. Then please tell me what interpretation you can get from that verse. Is there another one? He will give you the power to make wealth. That means money. He'll do it. Well, I don't believe it. Well, then, okay, you don't believe the Bible. It is in there, though. My job is just to show you what's in there. I mean, I don't make your choices for you. But how many know it's not hard to understand? We understood that pretty clear. That's not difficult. When we read Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, and it said God would remove all sickness from your midst. How many know that's not hard to understand? What's so foreign about that? The 28th chapter, you're in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. Turn to the 28th chapter. He lists in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy the blessings that he promises and the curses that he promises. He takes the first 14 verses and lists the blessing. He takes the ensuing 53, I think it is, verses and talks about the curses that can come on us as a result of a fallen world that we live in. You know, we do live in a fallen world. Now, let me stop long enough to say this. Please hear me on this part, folks. Do you realize that God is not the only person making people rich? Do you realize that? Do you realize in Luke's gospel, and we may look at that in just a second, I think we will, that the devil also has the power to make people wealthy. But we don't care about them. That's their domain. That's their Lord. They've made Satan Lord of their life. They've sold their soul to him for money. That's their domain. That's their life. Let them have it. But if you want it the way God wants you to have it, well, then you got to do it the way he says do it. But make no mistake about it, he will do it. The 28th chapter there says, now if you shall diligently, it shall be, if you shall diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all of his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Now you can see this true about the United States, by the way, too. We're not a perfect nation, but we do a lot of stuff right. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed will you be in the city. Blessed will you be in the country. Blessed will be the offspring of your body, the produce of your ground, the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. See, that's how they made their money. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. You know how you make bread? That just exemplifies provision. But blessed shall you be when you come in, blessed shall you be when you go out, and the Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. And they'll come. Notice you will have enemies that come against you, and the notice that they will be defeated before you. God help these people with this mentality that we should just lay down our weapons. Have you lost your mind? Do you realize what would happen to us as a nation? But they'll come out against you, and then when you go out, God will back you. No, you just don't have a right to go out and just, but when there's evil running rampant in the earth, our government has an obligation to do something about it. I could show you from the scripture, but I don't have time for that. That's another thing you may not know of is in the scripture. I didn't know it either, but it's in there. God's given government the right to execute judgment in the earth righteously and justly. The Lord will cause your enemies that rise up against you to be defeated before you. They'll come out one way, flee seven ways. Verse 8, the Lord will command the blessing upon your barns and in all that you put your hand to. Well, we don't have barns today, but we do have IRAs, 401ks, you know, Schwab accounts, savings accounts, whatever you got. God will bless your barn. That's where you store stuff. He'll bless your barns and all that you put your hand to, and he'll bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. And the Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself. Now notice holiness is a requirement. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he swore to you, if you'll keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. And so all the people of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you or reverence you, respect you. And the Lord will make you abound in prosperity. Look at that. The Lord, that's verse 11. The Lord will make you abound in prosperity, in the offspring of your body, in the offspring of your beast, in the produce of your ground, in the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And the Lord will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain in your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, but you'll not borrow. Now notice that's his will. That's his will. To have more than enough, not just for your nation, but for other nations. not just for your family, but for other families. And the Lord will make, this is verse 13, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you'll be only above and not beneath if you listen to the Lord your God and don't turn away from his commandments. Now, come over to the New Testament for a minute with me, and there's others we could look at under the Old Testament, don't have time, but come over to the New Testament with me. How many want to know what's in the Word of God? How many of you like me, I don't need to see your hand, but how many of you like me didn't have any idea what was in this book? I didn't either. You don't feel pregnant, as we say. You're not alone. You know, it's not wrong to be wrong. It's just wrong to stay wrong. It's not wrong to be stupid. It's just wrong to stay stupid. That's really the truth. Because all of us were. I had no idea what was in this book. But how many know the crime is when we don't do anything about it? In the Hebrews, this is the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, the 11th chapter, the 6th verse, it says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. Do you believe God is? Do you believe there's a God? Are you sure? Well, you can be sure. Do you know God will make himself real to you? Do you know you will have no question whatsoever whether God is real to you if you ask him to reveal himself to you? He'll begin to do it. One way he'll begin to do it is this word. He'll start to reveal himself from this word to you. You get to know him. You'll get to know how he thinks. But apart from that, apart from just ink on a page, he will personally make his reality known to you. He will personally manifest himself in a way to you that you will have no question whether he exists or not. And the way he does it is numerous, and I don't have time to go into it. But you got to believe that he is. Now look.
Just to trust his cleansing blood. Just and simple faith.
I hope you enjoyed today's message. The title of the message is God's Prosperity is for You Too. If you'd like a copy, you can look us up on the web at mrcstl.org or marksslay.org. That's marksslay.org. Or you can call our office at 314-965-8488. 314-965-8488. Until next time, this is Reverend Mark Slay reminding you that God is your life. To the